We are recording.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's good, Ja?
What's good, y'all? We back.
We're here again. We're going to be discussing a show. I just finished watching it. We said we're going to talk about it. But before that, I want to welcome you to Casual Nerdom, a place where you can be nerdy without being an expert, a place where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, this is the place for you. If you are a Marvel and MCU fan but don't know much about the comics, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris Bacon.
I'm Adrian Daniel, and welcome to Casual Nerddom. We back. What episode?
Okay. Okay. I have feelings. I have a lot of thoughts, emotions, and feelings. So
ahead,
it's been like a minute and a half.
Okay.
We are going to be talking about House of the Dragon today. HBO Max. Well, it's going to be called Discovery Max now, soon.
Is that what it's going to be called? I didn't know
Yeah,
that.
It just says Max. So I think it's Discovery Max.
Okay.
Fine,
this is the first time I'm hearing about this. I didn't know this.
Yeah, they just started. I've been seeing it. If you watch the show itself, it doesn't say anything. But if you watch some of the commercials come up, and they started to do that. Like they could for Titans, like the commercial for Titans, they have it's the HBO Max is purple, the Discovery Max is blue, because they bought them. But yeah, I literally just finished watching the last two episodes today.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 3 hours of watching. I was not prepared, you know. I thought I was going to get up and watch season. Then I realized that after like 45 minutes, I'm halfway through the episode. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. I got it. So we did Game of Thrones last season. Season one, we did Game of Thrones. That was one of our bonus episodes. We talk about that, you know, 8 full seasons. Today, we're just discussing 1 season, 10 right. episodes. Adrian, you've seen it like as it was coming out, right? Right. And encouraged me to watch it because, you know, I like stuff like I get it was tough because after what happened with Game of Thrones, the ending, it kind of makes you hard to just start watching another medieval political drama, essentially.
You and most Game of Thrones fans felt that way, so
right. So yeah, what
well, I was invested, so I you know, it's like you know, like when DC movies come out, it's like
you just gotta see it by just obligation.
I have to see it. Do I want to see it? No, but I have to see it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. If you coming off the last episode, you should know Adrian is not like discussing the DCU, at all. But yeah, it was rough. It was it started off great. That's the thing. It started off great. I will say this show wastes a lot of time with transition shots. There are many, many scenes where people are walking and not talking, and playing scenes where people are talking and not walking. And I'm like, you could just do both. You could have people talk and discuss things while they're traveling to a location, but they always cut that stuff out.
I feel like if we're going, you know, if we're talking about like the flaws in the show, my biggest issue with the show is it feels like it's more fan service.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much of this is actually based in the lore in the books, but, I know like the names and who did what, but I don't know if the actual story is from a book. I feel like, man, it could be from
it is. Well, Dance of the Dragons is the war.
Is the war, right?
I know this isn't a book. I forgot the name of the book, but it's not. A Song of Ice and Fire was Game of Thrones.
Right.
Dance of the Dragons is the war. I think, I don't know if this is also included in the book, Dance of the Dragons. I know the war is that. I don't know if this stuff leads up to, but I do remember I've been making videos about it online. People have been telling me like, oh, in the book, this, that, and third. So I'm like, oh, so there is a book version of this, this season. So,
yes,
you know,
well,
what I've heard
too.
Has been pretty okay.
I was looking up stuff too. My issue is like, there's a lot of filler stuff, a lot of transition shots. I did not, you know, we could talk about it. I did not like the time skip. It threw me off. I was just like, bro, I was already invested in.
There was two of them. There were Millie, okay. No, sorry.
Millie Alec playing Princess Rhaenyra. I was invested in her character.
Yeah, she killed
just
it.
Just for her to automatically just jump to Emma for Princess Rhaenyra. It was just like
killed it. They killed the actors in the show. They gilded. Like yeah, I tell people, don't ever think that we're coming at the people on the show.
Yeah.
If I don't like someone on the show, that means their actor did a great job.
Yeah, it's just that it didn't allow you the time to really emotionally invest into the character before they switched it. It was just like, okay, she's grown up now. Like, it was like, you know, like, and Game of Thrones, they did not do that. You watch the character grow up over a certain amount of time. They didn't just be like, one season they're this, and next season they're full grown adults.
It wasn't even next season. That would have been better if it was next season. This happened four episodes in.
It was just like, I personally felt that it was just, I didn't like it. I just didn't like that. That threw me off from connecting to the characters in a real way. So that's my first thing that I did not like about the show.
Okay. I feel that. It was me knowing about that made it less impactful. But had I not, if I was watching it as it was coming out and I didn't pay attention to the credits to see that they've been crediting a young Rhaenyra, meaning that there's going to be an Aza version of her on the show at some point. But It makes me feel like, dang, like, what did we miss out on? Like, what, you know? But when I think about it, there were time jumps all the time. Like, every episode, most episodes, there was some time in between them. Mm-hmm. I think between, like, episode 1 and 2, it was, like, 6 months. And then I think 3 and 4 is pretty much straightforward. A couple weeks, maybe.
There's a lot of time jumps in this.
Yeah. And then
it felt like they were rushing through it. It was just like,
it felt like, okay, I was going to get to that. It felt like this show was encapsulating, trying to do all of Game of Thrones.
Right.
Like right away, like season 7 and 8 of the last show, like felt like what this was, because as opposed to just living with these characters, or at least giving us like enough time with them where we could say, okay, like if this person has a time jump now, I could see, you know, we can assume that everything's been pretty much the same, which I think that they were trying to imply, but it's still jarring to see. And then from episode 8 into 9 and 10 is another six months, something like that. Yeah, it's like they stated, but then it's like, you know, like all the child actors switched out. Then they got the older versions of them, and you know, cool. I get it. But I do feel like, because when I think about it that way, when you talk about like in a book, you wouldn't really think about it like that. It would just say, you know, Rhaenyra is now 10 and 8 years or whatever. Right. And you're like, okay, whatever. But
if you're watching a show,
it's always going to be jarring. Like, right. It's not, even Naruto's kind of skip was 3 years, you know, but we knew what he was doing. He was training with Jara. He was gone. We knew what he was doing. This show, so much could have happened. Look at King Viserys in the 6 months where he looked fine. He came back 6 months later, that man was a zombie, bro.
Zombie. Right. I was like, he giving big zombie vibes, bro. Big zombie. All right. Okay.
I don't even know
where to start with the show. I don't even know if to start with the characters. Who was my favorite character? Who's my least favorite character? You just watched it. So let's go. How are you feeling about the show? Are you excited for a season 2? Or do you feel like, all right, they reeled me in at least? How do you feel?
Okay. Like you said earlier, I watched it now. So if there's a season 2, I'm going to watch that. Mm-hmm. When I say, and Adrian's laughing because he knows I just told him, I didn't look it up. I don't know what it's called. Whatever source you had hidden under King's Landing that she used to, we need that. We need
Dragon's,
that.
Dragon's Fire.
Dragon, just blow it up. Blow it, take that up, because like King Viserys, bro, as I understand his gripe, right? Out of everyone in the show, like I told you, everyone that was real, all the real guys died before the end of the season. Everyone that I liked was like a real one, even when all things considered. They were gone. Even in the commander of the Kingsguard, he was like, I'm out. I said, oh, well, that was the last guy that I was rocking with.
Sir Harold, yeah, he did.
Different dude. That dude is a problem. Like, and, you know, so a couple people that I absolutely do not like. Lars Strong, the foot guy. That guy got... Yo, it took me like an episode or two to realize that he got his dad and brother killed.
Right.
Which means that those two children are his nephews.
Right.
You would never know it talking to him.
No.
I didn't even realize he had a foot fetish. I wasn't under until like the last scene when he pulled up and like the princess took a, I had re, I rewound it. I was like, what, why should I feel
super creep, super creepy, creepy vibes, bro.
Like that's
from the moment he popped up, he was like that though.
Yeah. Like I was, you know, when he shuffled vibes into that tent and I was like, right. Oh, every single man that can't fight properly, he's got to be evil. Like that's kind of, right. Like Lord Baelish in season one. Like yo,
Lord Baelish, he was giving me Lord Baelish vibes for
I
sure.
I said it in TikTok. I say this chaos has a lot of looking ass dude right here. Like he's that guy. Like and I want, I just hope you know, like they take both his legs, take away his member, just turn him into like one of the hidden or just to take him out of here. Because I can't, like he put Alicent in really interesting positions.
Right.
Like Alicent has her own bullshit. Okay.
Least favorite character.
Huh?
If I had to rank my least favorite character on the show.
Alicent's Elise?
She's my least favorite character on the show.
You want to talk about her a little bit? Let's talk about her a little bit.
Bro, like, mind your fucking business, bro.
Yo.
It had nothing to do with you.
Let's go from the beginning, bro.
To do
let's
with start... you. First of all, you fucking your best friend's dad, bro.
Let's like, start from the beginning. Hold up. Before start that, I say, yo, your dad sent you to your best friend's recently widowed father, right, who was also the king.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I do like that they didn't show us any of that stuff early on. I thought we were going to get through the whole show without seeing this old man sleep with Alicent, but we got it, and I was like, this is horrible. I don't know why I'm watching this right now. I don't have to see it to assume that Alicent is checking out because she's been getting slept with this man since she was 14. Anyway, at the end right. of the day, you know, her and her dad, the High Towers, and people forget that the High, like Lord Baelish is a High Tower. People mm-hmm. forget these things. But yo, like when she, I understand her, some of her reasoning with some of the things, but just like everybody else, like Cersei said, the Game of Thrones, like I feel like that need to have power stay with her, you know, she didn't want to rule herself, but she wanted to try and protect her own interests. And from what was like when I started to really be like, nah, I understand the whole pain when, you know, because like I don't think that anyone knew that he was going to marry the king, but he was going to marry Alicent. The only person I knew was him and Alicent, because again, Alicent was in the room when she wasn't supposed to be. So that was a dead giveaway for me. And I was like, oh, okay, well, she's here for dramatic effect because he's going to choose her. And so in that respect, Kim Viserys was, he fucked a lot of things up with his inability to see his duty as something that he had to uphold above all else. Something that I didn't like in this show, which reminds me a lot about like how it is now, is when what's the kid? The kid that just we just lost him. With the A.
Her son.
Her son, her youngest son.
Yeah,
like
Aegon. Was it Aegon?
Nah. Or... not Alicent's son.
Rhaenyra's son.
Yeah. Jason Jack or something like that?
Jacerys.
Jacerys. Okay.
Jacerys. Yeah, I think it was Jacerys.
And they call him Jace for sure. Okay, all right. So, like, I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them. Like, they're the only people in the show who, like, them and all of the kids in the later in the later half of the season, they just there. They are just there doing.
Can we talk about? Can we talk about how he died though? Because I know that shit fucked you up when you.
We won't get to the end of that. That's gonna be towards the end of the episode because we're just gonna go by Dahmer characters, bro, man.
I laughed so hard when that shit. I was like, no way, no way.
But that wasn't even the most shocking part of the episode. The beginning got me. I was like, oh, we just getting rid of babies out here. All right, cool. Like, hey, okay. Man.
Amen.
You know, but
Game of Thrones, you just know what time it is, bro.
It was more like it was traumatic because of like the news of her father passing, like probably sent her body in a shock and it forced her to have a premature birth, which, you know, that in of itself is tragic. You know, that I think that's because the way the pacing was, it was like, that's exactly how it happened. And she is in a position now where she's doing exactly what she said she didn't want to do. Pumping out babies, fulfilling your duty, blah, blah, blah. She's trying to explain to her sons, hey, you know, I didn't want to do it at first. Her sons don't want to do it. Aegon didn't want to do it. These kids, they don't have a choice in what they choose to be. There's like, oh, you just got to be in charge of this. You got to be in charge. I don't want to do that. I'm not fit for that. Doesn't matter. Why not being fit for a job matters? Because the parents want to stay in control.
Right.
Like Allison's dad, that man was like, I don't know why it took him for service so long to see that his hand was manipulative.
I don't know why either.
Then his daughter to him, right?
I don't know
the
why
night,
either.
like the night of.
Yeah, be honest with you. He didn't really buy. He's probably my fourth. Well, have my third least favorite character.
I like the guy to take a job for like an episode. Because, I liked him.
Yeah, because he's like trying to position his family. I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. He's like, yo, like, hey, man, you know, I'm getting my clan up in here. You know what I'm saying? We about to, you know, everybody want the power. You know,
everyone want their family. Everyone wants to, like the Corlys said, like, it's not about, like, it's about name. Like, right. The name, your family name will be the thing that you should want to uplift at all costs, whatever possible. But the issue with that is that, like, once you get that power, it's not about you and your family anymore specifically. That's the whole issue with the Game of Thrones. Once people get the power, it's not about just what you want anymore. But most people in Game of Thrones often make personal decisions that ruin the job that they currently have.
Let's talk about it. My second least favorite character.
Oh, let's do
still
it.
Still Criston Cole. All right. The most butthurt nigga.
I don't want to talk about him, bro. Like,
butthurt pussy whipped, excuse my language, most butthurt pussy whipped dude I have ever seen in my fucking life, bro.
My man's got, like, he got sex one time.
One time, bro. One time.
Didn't lose his job, even after inadvertently and randomly just not shutting up when he was talking to Allison, because, again, you just have to say nothing. She ain't know anything. But he's, like, he trying to be like a righteous guy. Bro, you are a loose cannon. But the thing, you know, I think about it a lot, like, there are more people like him than you think. That they're this close to just, you know, being the worst version of themselves.
Right.
Like, he even killing an old man in the meeting, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then it was like, yo, we gotta move his body. Nah, nah, nah. No one leave this room. I was like, all right. And that's why I respected the other guy. I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this.
I can't stand him, bro. Every time I see his face, I get tight. I was like, you simp ass.
And then Allison, okay. Remember what Allison said to him? I told the end, oh, what you feel for me as your queen? Did you touch this man too? Did you cheat on your husband with this dude? Because you don't have to. I feel like at the very least he owes her like his job and his life because he was about to kill himself. And he's like, I'm not fit to be a knight. And she says, no, just be my knight. Be my personal bodyguard. But that also means that he's indebted to her. Like, he has to defend her only. Because at any point, she can say, well, you don't really need to be, you're not supposed to be a knight anymore. But, you
got way too much say for me.
I'm like, I was so mad he survived.
I was like, so shut. Every time he talked, like, shut. Yo, who is talking to you, bro? Like, what is your problem? You over here getting mad with the kids? Like, bro, what is your deal, bro? Like, what's wrong with you, bro? You sound crazy. Like, this is how, like, look at you. Bro, it could not have been that good. There ain't no way in hell it was that good that you that pussy with, bro. Ain't no way.
All of that. Like, a lot of emotions running high. I don't, like, Sir Strong, despite whatever people might say, he seemed pretty much out the way. He was like, I guard the queen and we have a relationship that no one knows about. And I'm close to my sons and, you know, we have to keep this farce up. And it was, I don't know that Rhaegor knew that. But, you know, like you said, I know the kids aren't mine, but I love them just like they're my sons, you know. And like that sucked. But
I'm not going to lie. Princess Rhaenyra was out here hoeing.
Rhaenyra was wilding, bro.
She was wilding. I'm like, God damn.
When it came time for her to make these decisions, she like, even like when she was a kid, I was like, okay, you're being corrupted by your uncle. You're being corrupted by seeing your Alicent, you know, getting married to your dad. You know, your mother just passed away. I could see how you just desperate for attention. I see how in your cousin, I mean, your uncle took advantage of that. I get that. But the choices you made, you came home and took advantage of your knight, right? Forever damning him to whatever. Because like you said, as a knight, you take an oath of chastity. So it's like the Jedi. It's like, nah, I'm involved. Then you marry your cousin, right? Y'all decide, hey, do this.
No, she married, remember, she was married to Lenore.
That's what I mean.
What's his name? Lenore?
They're cousins, I think.
They weren't her cousins, bro. They weren't related. Valyrians were not related.
Sorry. The Targaryens and the what's the other one? The Valyrians. They have distant, but that's why they all have white hair. They're distant relatives. The other guy, when he came to court, he explained how, like, you know, Targaryens were disguised and we got the seas, and we were the only two of the, like, that clan that survived after the doom.
Yeah, but they're not direct cousins, though.
They have this and answer. Yeah, they have, like, if you go back far enough, they have the same relatives. Yeah, right. But that was like 100 years ago. That's right. Why they have the white hair still. Right.
Can we talk about that for a second? I was definitely Team Valorian, bro. I know because they was black. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I was with the squad. Like, though, sign me up.
I don't know about little, like, Corlys had to say at the end,
Corlys fucked up.
He had to admit he was doing too much.
Yeah, he was doing too much, my nigga. Like, yo, bro, stay, yo, you look what you at, look what you got, bro. Look what you got, bro. You solid, bro. You fine.
Right.
Look who your wife is, bro. Your kids is beautiful. You know, your son.
That was calculated too.
You know what I'm saying?
He said it. I went after her. When she got denied, I made sure to wed her. He said that to rise his rank. He's
you know what I'm saying? You solid.
But he was like, nah, we got to get you on the throne.
You want to go and then do all this bullshit and then see now, you know what I'm saying?
You lost your brother. You lost your older son.
His brother lost himself. I'm sorry. You should have shut the fuck up. Yo, that's what I'm realizing about this show. People don't know how to mind their goddamn business in this show. I'm like, bro, that got nothing to do with you. I understand that you want to be, you feel like you should be, yada, blah, 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 yada, yada, the bloodline. Bro, listen, your nephew was gay. He did not like women. He did not want to sleep with women. Okay, it's not Rhaenyra's fault that your nephew could not put a baby in her, bro.
They tried, and
he couldn't tried.
Do it.
He couldn't do it. Okay, that's not her fault. You should be lucky that they even gave him the Valyrian bloodline in the first place because they want to keep y'all in place. They didn't have to do that.
That's true.
They did not have to do that, but they did. Okay, so I understand you feel like. Of you know, it's blood, the blood, all this blood bullshit, bro. Toe your line, keep your clan alive, bro. Because look, your brother already, we don't know where he at, barely alive. You know what I'm saying? You already lost your niece because she was with Damon, crazy ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your nephew gone, he dead now. We don't know where he at. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, he's not dead, but, you know, they think he's dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in the process of losing your entire line for some bullshit. That's what I was like. I'm like, bro, really? Really?
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, what? Like, I understand every time someone in power has, like, any kind of slip in their armor, people rush to try and make decisions for them. Look at half this shit happened because dude went out to sea and got slashed in the neck. Think about that. If he didn't go, he would be here like, no, my grandson. I want him to be, that's it. No question.
No question.
Because Kimber Service is alive. He said, no problem. And Cordis is alive. So they're that's it. But because both of them are on their way out, people's like, oh, Game of Thrones time. Let me jump in here.
screw the rest of my line.
If your brother wanted you to be in charge, he would have said it to you himself. He would have told the king of the service. He would have told it. You, his brother. Why you got a petition to take a throne that you think you should have? Well, you don't have it.
And this just goes back to me, to honestly, my whole understanding of this. This is all Viserys and Corlys fault.
It is.
Really think about it for a second. I mean, don't get me wrong. Allison.
At the end, we talk about it.
Allison definitely deserves some fades.
It was giving Bran the king of game. It was giving that. It was giving like.
You know, Allison definitely deserves some, bro. What's wrong with you? But Viserys and Corlys, this is y'all fault, bro. Because first of all, Viserys is too much of a bitch, bro.
That's true.
His brother was right. I'm gonna get a name, and it's like, you a bitch, bro. Like, you too much of a pussy, bro. I'm sorry, bro. It's out of hand at this point. You should have been whacking off heads a long time ago. I'm sorry. The moment Damien would have pulled that bullshit after the 6, 7, 8, 9 time, yeah, you gotta go, bro. To the wall, something. You gotta go.
That's a fact.
I ain't gonna kill you. I seen you to the wall. You gotta go. You're on my sight. Done. Clip.
Give him Dragonstone like he took anyway. To be like, yo, do you have Dragonstone, bro? Just go.
He should not have even been near your daughter, bro. That's just. I could have told you what he was on from the first episode. He was on that time. From the first episode, they had that weird ass relationship. You know what I'm saying? I could tell. And you know, Rhaenyra's fast ass was just like, well, whatever. She was whatever. Hey, whoever was the strong
white people be tripping, bro.
Like, she was just on whatever. She ain't care. You know what I'm saying? She was on future demon time. Right now, but this is really Viserys' fault, bro. If you would have took care of your shit, I would have killed the hand off a long time ago. What's his name's pops, he would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
I would have definitely, the moment it would have been some bullshit between my sons and so and so sons, anybody spreading any rumors, nigga, you dead, bro. Heads off, bro. Like, what are we talking about? Mercy, nigga. Mercy is the fact that I let y'all live as long as y'all living now. Clip, dead.
And Viserys, he felt that guilt from being picked over his cousin. And that's why he was doing the duty he thought he had. But when he didn't have any son, then he lost that son because, like Damon said, he's trying to be a dreamer. And he's like, you don't have that ability. Like,
I think it's like, you the king.
You got to make a decision.
The king.
When Corlys pulled up and said, yo, the step, all of that craft feeder stuff could have got it handled within
a week. You could do whatever you want to do, bro. You make the rules, bro. Fuck everybody.
No, wait. That's the thing. In this show, just because you are in charge doesn't mean you can do what you want. That's why this show makes it the game. When you are in power, you cannot, like, look what happened. When he decided to name Rhaenyra his heir, she even said it. You tore the kingdom apart the moment you did that. Then you married Alicent as opposed to marrying someone from the Valyria, or just doing what everyone else would have probably done. Then you didn't take any action to quell any insurrections when your brother with the gold coat. And then when the crab feeder, he ruined that relationship. Damon go help him out and then refuse your help because you refused to do something right away.
I'm gonna keep it a stack.
You go to the hunt and make it a fucking ass of yourself.
I'm gonna keep it a stack. Rhaenyra was the best option for his heir. Definitely should not have been Damien. That's the first thing. And two, if Rhaenyra would not have been such a hoe, it would have been fine. It would have been fine. Like, because people will come around to the idea that she's gonna end up being queen. Like, but she was hoeing so goddamn much that people were losing respect for her. That's what was happening. Because think about it. If Rhaenyra wasn't hoeing, you think her and Allison would have had a falling out like that? I mean, Allison was just being like, mind your business, bro. But at the same time, it's like, you really think they would have had beef that long?
I blame Damon for that first part because he took her to that brothel, you know? She like Allison, you should never be in that position to have people be like, oh, you was out there messing with your cousin, like in a regular, you could do that in the damn castle. So, you know, that was just bad.
We could talk about Damon. Damon was my favorite and least favorite character at the same time. I had a love-hate relationship with this nigga. I was like, yo.
That's a fact.
I was like, this nigga always on demon time, bro. Like, when I tell you he was consistently that evil nigga, like, because he wasn't, like, I always wondered, was he evil? Because there was a good moment there. Like, I was like, I don't think he's evil.
I don't think he has evil.
He has his own agenda. I said, right. You know who's evil? Otto Hightower. That nigga is evil. You know what I'm saying? But because his idea was to wipe out. Like, he was like, if we do it my way, eventually we'd be able to, like, get rid of the Valyrians and get rid of the fucking
Targaryens.
Be wiped out. If it was his way. Right? But Daemon didn't really want that. Daemon wanted to keep the Targaryen name strong. And even the Valyrian name strong. He wanted to keep both.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he was just crazy. He was just crazy, bro. That's just really what it came down to. And you saw how crazy he was by the end of the season, how he was with Rhaenyra. Like, he was crazy.
I was like, oh, okay.
He's crazy. Like,
cool. It's funny because, like, there was a screenshot of him. Remember after the mom went out like a dragon rider? It was like, which is interesting. I figured that she must have felt she was dying and was like, well, I can't. I'm assuming that the pregnancy was not gonna happen, and she was like, I want to drive Dragon Rider's death by fire,
right?
So
which was crazy.
She went out like the realest one in the show.
She went out like a fucking G, bro. I was
going,
like,
around, bro. You know, her, like, husband trailing behind just to watch her, not grabbing her. I don't know why he just grab her ass, drag her back inside, but okay, sure. But he hugged his daughters in a screenshot, but in the show they cut it out. So yeah. I think they're trying to, like, leave him ambiguous. Like, yeah, he loves people, but he's not gonna, like, tell you that.
Right.
He never tells someone, I care about you deeply.
And he did love his daughters.
He just won't kill you, you know? Right. Yeah.
Right. Cause he never, like, him and his brother.
Yeah. Like Reserva said, was he gonna kill me, take the throne? He knows he's like, my brother doesn't want to kill me. He doesn't want to kill his family. He doesn't want to do that. He just doesn't like what I'm doing.
Right.
He thinks that I'm not showing myself to be a capable king, that people should be scared to talk about me when I'm not around.
He wanted through with fear. Like, right. He was like, fear me. Don't like
But
me.
Also, as you're going on in the season, you realize the city is just debaucherous. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember the underground fighting? So it's like, those things are a result of the lack of leadership. Like, you let the city kind of run itself. And so when Daemon came with the gold cloaks and created that entire thing, that was the police force. Like, okay, now we have police to watch this shit. And they came into the town, and what, they didn't kill people. They punished people for crimes that they weren't punished for.
Right.
And I was like, damn. The only issue with that was, like, he didn't check it with anyone, and he just did it. But again, you know, like,
Daemon,
I feel like Viserys could have kept him closer and either sent him to Dragonstone. And he might have been too cool out there, like, and to say, yo, brother, if I need, Viserys never told his brother, like, yo, I don't ever mistake that I love you. Like, but also, Viserys never talked about, like, Daemon taking the throne, because I think he just believed, like, Daemon would just kill everyone that said anything slick about him. And I'm like, yeah, but Viserys, you're the only one who doesn't think that way.
That's exactly what Daemon would have did. Daemon would have, if Daemon was king, it would have been bad, bro. A lot of people would have died.
Like,
it would die like hella fast. It would have been over.
Would the kingdom have been united? Probably, because, you know, unless someone talks smack. But most of the other houses at that time, Viserys was alive. Most of the houses would have been like, all right, cool. Like,
he had, but Daemon was also reckless. He had no tact, like, when it came to, quote, preserving himself.
That's true.
You know, I felt like there was a good balance between him and Viserys, where Viserys was more like, he had more like resolve. He can, like, patient and wait. But Daemon was action. He's like, nah, we doing this now. Pulling up. Like,
and that's why, you know,
whatever.
Viserys said it himself. Viserys knew that about his brother. He's like, that, I tried to keep him in the court. You guys hated it. So I sent him over here. You guys hated that too. So now he's police. And now he did this shit. Like, and he's like, if I push my brother away too far, he will be an enemy. And I will blame nothing but you guys for it. But I'm going to have to be the one to deal with the consequences.
It was the hand, though. The hand was manipulating this shit from
the
beginning,
whole time.
Bro. He wanted the brother. He wanted Daemon as far away from the king as possible so he could become confider.
Yeah.
He wanted to be that person, not Daemon. And Viserys fell for it. Like I said, it's all Viserys' fault. I like Viserys because he's an honorable, good dude. But he just, he not.
He wasn't fit for the job.
He wasn't fit for the job.
He wanted a big, he, I felt like he just wanted to have a big family. Everyone just be cool, alive and all that. Like I said, at the dinner. And I'm like, yeah, but like, bro.
Worse,
like,
worse than ever, bro.
You said this way too late. You said it way too late.
Can we talk about my nigga Aemon Targaryen, bro? Can we talk about my nigga Aemon, bro?
My man went full demon, bro.
I fuck with Aemon, bro. I fuck with. I don't care what nobody say. I fuck with dude, bro. I don't care what you say, bro. I don't care if y'all don't like that nigga. I don't give a damn, bro. I fuck with him, bro. He's like, yo, I went and did push-ups.
Uh-huh.
I worked out all summer. 6 months. What you been doing? I'm ready for whatever. For whatever. He said, I lost my eye. Okay. All right. Y'all made fun of me. Remember, they made fun of him.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
They made fun of him because he couldn't ride a dragon. Right? Yep. He is a product of what he was going through.
He was a product of bullying.
Probably a bullying. He said, I bet I'm going to go do some push-ups, some pull-ups. You know what I'm saying? Some back hamstrings, might hit my glutes. I'ma come back. I'ma get the biggest dragon. I'ma tame the biggest dragon out of the entire dragon fleet.
Yep.
And I'ma come back and I'ma beat all y'all ass. When dude punched him in the face and he looked at him, I was like,
that's when they were kids?
No. When he was older. Remember they had the fight? And dude punched him.
Oh, yeah.
His cousin punched him. And he looked at him like,
bro, you going to the courthouse. Like, I don't want to do this. And he's the like, only I don't want you to do it either, but you got to do it.
The only person that he was afraid of was Damon. That's the only person he was like, nah, I don't want that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only person. Everybody else was like, he on demon time.
I made a joke because Damon looked at him in the dinner like, I want to hit him, but he's kind of reminding me of myself right now. So I just kind of. Gotta let it rock, but I don't like that. Cause
I'm not gonna lie.
This is my adopted son right now.
I'm not gonna lie. I know what he did to Jacaerys, his name.
He didn't mean to do that. He wasn't trying to kill him. That's the funny part. But he doesn't like that's the thing.
Maybe he was giving kids dragons, bro.
Here's what happened. After a while, the dragons started fighting themselves. That fire breath. He didn't tell him to do that. So because remember, if you look at, I had the captions on. Kid was like, no, he didn't tell him to shoot the fire at the dragon. But because the dragon is fucking chasing him, he defended himself. And then the other dragon, Vigor, was like, what? Oh, fuck. You thought this was a game. Dead.
Right.
And he was like, Aim was like, oh. And so like, if he was a good dude, he got it. Now we got to own it. He has to own it now. He didn't mean to kill him, but now he has to
Listen. I'm gonna tell you right now. This really, all of this is really Jacaerys. Like, honestly, Rhaenyra.
I would have never sent my son by my himself, honestly.
Like, he already showed you that he was pussy. I mean, he told you. I mean, you basically saw it. You saw the fear in his eyes. He was not ready for that. He didn't volunteer.
His brother volunteered to go. He didn't volunteer to go.
From the moment he landed, I knew it was clipped for him. When you saw the dragon.
I was like, oh, yeah.
I was like, it's clipped. I would have got back on my dragon and I would have left. I would have went home.
I would have left. Like, I would have left immediately. And immediately. Like, oh, Vhagar's already there, which means Aemon's already there, which means that they already talked to him already. And so whatever they, and when I... And I would have been, I would have said, easily, we have nothing to offer them. I'm pretty sure, because, like, people forget that Allison's making all these deals.
Yeah.
It's very easy for them to just offer their children to anybody else and say, hey, you can become a part of the family. You guys can't do it because all your children are betrothed to each other. So, like, you have nothing to offer outside of, I have dragons. So do they.
At the end of the day.
That was sad.
At the end of the day, this was a product of, I want to go back to the fact that, like, the only people that were prepared for this were the Hightowers.
That's a fact.
They were the only ones that were prepared for what was going to happen. Rhaenyra, just Viserys, and even Daemon. Like, they did not act the way that they should have acted for what was going to happen. They should have been prepping their kids for what was going to happen the moment that Viserys died. That's what they should have been doing.
100% agree.
Because Otto Hightower was prepping them.
He was ready.
From the moment that this nigga died, it's on. I don't care what you might think, it's on. And both, I mean, yes, Aegon the Second is he a lost cause. You know what I'm saying?
He's been a lost cause. That's the crazy part.
He a lost cause. But you know what I'm saying? Like Aemon's ready for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Rhaenyra's kid should have been. Rhaenyra's kid should have been like that. They should have been ready for whatever. Daemon should have been teaching them how to fight, how to be prepared for whatever, so they could survive this world that they're in. Because Daemon went into straight war mode and like totally forgot about everybody else. He didn't even give a damn about nobody else. It was just like, bro, like, no. Like, y'all should have been prepping for this. Honestly, who made the worst decision out of everybody in this show, bro?
Let me guess. Is it a man or a woman?
A woman.
It's not Rhaenyra?
Princess Rhaenyra.
What's the name's wife?
Mm-hmm.
She ain't burn them people down.
She should have burned them. If she would have just did
I thought it was last episode of the season.
She could have burned them niggas and none of this shit would be happening right now. Everything would be chill.
She had
every right to burn these niggas alive, bro. She could have did it. She could have ended the war right there, bro. She had every right because what they was doing was foul.
She knew that.
What they was doing was foul. And she had every right. They had locked in her room and everything so she couldn't leave. They killed her people. What she was doing was right. She had every right to kill them.
They're about to come for her ass.
Every right to kill them. And she didn't do it. She didn't do it.
It's not, the war's not mine to start. I was like, I guess. But nah. Like, y'all can't fight the war right. That's
when
the, like, y'all
when
not
she
ready
dies,
for war.
When she dies, which I know she will, I'm probably Aemon going to be the one to kill her. When she dies, I'm gonna sit there. I hope somebody says, you know, you had a chance to end this.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, dead.
Remember the end of The Boys when Ryan got the little smile on his face?
Yeah.
That's the same vibes I got when Aegon was like, yeah, I am king. And I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Right. Now okay. He realizing he king now. He's like, oh, wait a minute. Now hold on. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, listen. I know that eventually Rhaenyra is going to win this. I know that. But what the thing is, like, it doesn't matter. How this is unfolding is, like, this is just the most stupidest. Everybody's just stupid. And this is my issue. Game of Thrones was so well done that even when somebody died or lost, it was so well calculated that it didn't come off like it was stupid, like just a stupid death. It was purposeful. Every death was, like, on purpose. Very calculated, very written, very well. Nobody really made that many dumb decisions. Now, I'm not because people didn't make dumb decisions, but like it wasn't that many. But in this show, the entire season was full of dumbass decisions, bro. It was just dumb.
Like Sir Criston beating dude's lover. I don't even know how his lover can see Sir Criston staring at Rhaenyra and be like, oh, he's the guy. How are you drawing these conclusions? But anyway, he wasn't sure. As Sir Criston, just lie, but like, I don't. What are you talking about?
Yo,
nobody knows.
He's
so weak, bro. You could question him for 2 minutes. He's like, I did it. I'm like, I have no evidence.
All you had to do was just wait till that was over, bro.
Yup, that's another thing.
You could have still been fucking on Rhaenyra, and she and
just
then
tell her what
her husband. Her husband would have been fucking the dude, and y'all would have been fine, bro.
Yup,
you know what I'm saying,
could have just been chilled out.
There was no way. You had to understand. There was no way y'all was getting married, bro.
It wasn't going to happen.
What are you on, bro? It's not happening, bro. You're not a prince. It's not happening. Let it go, okay? But
you
want a
job,
do the job. You want to be in your, oh, that's mine. Bro, he's gay. He didn't even want her, bro. He's doing this out of duty. What you killing his man for? For what?
It didn't make no sense, bro. Like that, at even before that, I was like, he was already tripping, but I was like, bro, you going, you out of here. Like, I like the fact that he, that the only reason why I kept a job was Allison. The other decision I didn't think was to make any fucking sense. Killing the new hand.
Yeah.
Because, but Lars did that because he knew that Allison's dad would be brought back. And so he did that for her to say, hey, right, if you out me, if you speak on this, then your father's gonna lose his job again. And you're probably gonna, both of you are probably gonna be killed. So you have to abide by what I'm saying, give me my power, like, and let me see your feet. Like,
right.
Okay. That, the other, this, like, that sucked, you know? The random death, when they were, when Rhaenyra got announced as the heir, and they were trying to, like, get her to marry her, and that one Baratheon right. kid, never, right. that just never came back around. I'm like, okay, sure. Like, I guess. That was senseless. I don't know why he fucking died. What else? There's a couple other things in the show. I was like, why is this happening this way?
There's a lot of just stupidness, bro. If I'm being honest with you, it was just a lot of stupidness in the show. Like it, like it's just what, like, it's not going to be Game of Thrones. I've already accepted that already. It's not going to be that, because you were with a character and you watched. The funny part with Game of Thrones is that you didn't even know who the most important character in the show would be when the show first came out.
Right.
You didn't even know. Because you're watching a show, you thinking that Ned Stark is the main character, he's probably an important character, and he dies in the first season. You know what I'm saying? Spoiler alert, yeah, sure. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones. I mean, if you're
like a decade by now. I don't know.
If you're listening to this and you haven't watched it yet, I'm sorry.
Like, we're in a spinoff season now. You can't let that go.
That's your fault. But, you know, Ned died, I was so lost. I was like, wait, hold up. Yep. Hold up. I thought he was the main character, dead. You know what I'm saying? So it built up into you getting into these characters that you were very passionate about. The thing about this is that we already know how this is going to play out already.
That's true.
We know how this is going to play out. So because of that, you have to make it interesting for us to want to see it play out the way it plays out. Right now, it's looking like everybody just dumb as hell, man. Like, everybody just dumb.
Damon, I've been waiting to talk about something.
Damon is dumb. Manera's dumb. Allison is dumb. Like, the only person that seems like he got, like, a little bit of sense of, like, what he here to do is Aemon. Aemon's like, I don't care about none of y'all. I want to be the strongest. I don't even want... Aemon don't even want to be king. He ain't give that... He hasn't given that feeling not one time that he wanted to be king.
Wait, the eye patch kid?
Yeah.
He said it to... He said it to, not Sir Criston. Yes.
You think he wants to be king?
Well,
I think, no, he said that.
He said, I should be king because be I know what I know. I know I'm more suited for it. Yeah.
He's more suited for it. But I don't think
I thought he was going to go kill his brother. But he's like, no, I just want to fight because the other two guys were going to try and get him out, usher him out the country.
Right.
It was like a race between like Allison getting to him and the hand getting to him, which is her fucking, his. At grandfather. That,
because if he would have got to him first, it would have been a wrap. Allison would not have been in control there.
That's a true.
Allison would have not been in control. It would have been the grand. It would have been.
She realized that she hasn't been in control in a long time. Right. People are realizing this. People be going 10 years. I'm like, you know what? You've been manipulating me. I'm like, yeah, it's been like a decade. You just figured this out. Too late. Too late. So let's talk about King Viserys' death.
Okay.
RIP to that man. The peaceful king, you know,
the peaceful
king. He got the title. He earned the title. He did. I just, you know, he ain't played a Game of Thrones.
The peaceful king zombie.
That man ain't have half a fit. He wanted to be the old man sitting on a rocking chair watching his daughters and sons play with their daughters and sons. And they're like, oh, pop, you know, I made this painting. That's what he wanted. But you can't get that when you're king.
At the same time, he wants that. But then you're going to tell Rhaenyra that, hey, fire and ice. All this shit. Then prepare her for that, bro. How about that? How about doing that? How about preparing her for the shit that she's gonna have
to
do?
Why didn't you ask your brother to help protect her while she's being prepped as heir to the throne? Why didn't you also let Make sure that Allison fucking understood. Explain, yo, my cousin. There's I feel so like history missed an opportunity with my cousin. I shouldn't have this job, but I do. But I want to try. I think Renata can really do this. And I want you to be there for her. If because I'm not going to be alive and you're going to outlive me because you're her age. I want you to be there for her. I want you to be ready to be someone of influence so you can be in the court proper. She could have been in Guard of Coin. She could have been in Guard. You know, she could have had a hand on it. But women don't get those kind of positions. So. He should have leaned on the people who cared about him. Like, listen, you got to protect her because he knew that he begrudged. He's like, damn, I have to make an heir. You know, I should have been seeing it online, but because he knew that people would not accept it, but people did accept it. But my whole thing is in Game of Thrones, no one ever steps down for their, like, it's like Congress. I made the joke about it. It's like Congress. Until you actually die, you keep the job. That's a terrible business model. At some point,
no one steps down from the job. No one advocates his
like when Rhaenyra turned 18, it should have been like, all right, let's have the ceremony. No, doesn't matter if Kim was hurt, let Viserys go all, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one in these shows, it doesn't happen. There's never any discussion of like, you know, if someone has to be in charge, even in ancient Egypt, they did that. There was a kid emperor, so they had his mom and other people council in his place while he became the person he needs to be to rule the country. But in this thing, it's like, oh no, he's 14, make him king, make him make his own decision. What? Like, what? None of y'all could do shit at 14. None of y'all. But y'all forcing y'all, and that's the thing, Game of Thrones is cruel to the women and the kids. They just force the kids to just do whatever they want to get. All the kids in show are just pawns.
That's how it was back then, though. Just because the moment you turn like 14, you was a man or a woman at that point.
That's a fact. That's the truth. That's true. And when you're famous, and everyone in the yeah, and once you're affluent and you have a family name, it's like you have to now start now making enough kids because back in time, people died from all kinds of dumb shit. Like the king died from fucking tetanus. That's technically tetanus. He cut himself on the Iron Throne, and it's also subtle that Daemon gets on the throne, doesn't get hurt. The king sat on the throne, didn't get hurt, but Viserys sat on the throne and he got hurt over time. Like he's not fit to sit. It doesn't feel right in the chair with him. Fine. To a certain extent, the person who created the throne, you kind of gotta keep doing what he's doing. He was a crazy person, but there's a reason why this is all here. It's by what he's doing. So in that regard, being peaceful is cool, but it wasn't gonna get the job done, and it caused a lot of issues. Yeah. Had he been stern about Rhaenyra being heir, there would have ever been that's like the old maester that got killed. He said, "I know him for his entire life. This man knew what he was saying." So let's fast forward to the actual death scene. The kids come back to see the king, right? And Rhaenyra, as the heir, is the only one who knows about the prophecy, the fire and ice thing.
Right.
Goes to her dad, tries to talk to him about it, and her dad is too lucid to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The next night, because he didn't even realize that it was his daughter. He thought it was Allison because he's the one that comes to him every night. The next night, Allison is actually there, and he finishes that conversation with her and answers her question.
Right.
I'm watching. Like, if this was me and my dying husband was like, yeah, you know, Aemon, you know, he's the prince that was promised. He's the thing. I would not assume that he know what the fuck he's talking about because of two reasons. One, you guys keep using the same fucking names. There are currently two Aegons on the show.
This
right? That was one. Two, you don't know what he's referring to at all. The North, the prince that was promised, you've never heard any of these things before.
Yes, there are two Aegons, yes. And there are two Aegons, and there's another...
Viserys,
yes.
Mm-hmm. They keep reusing names. Even Jon Snow's name is Aegon.
Right.
So, you know, that's why, like, second up his name. I just now got that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But it's interesting because
Aegon's, but he said he's third of his name because there's Aegon the second already.
Right. So technically Jon Snow would be Aegon third of his name, you know, King of the Andals, King of the North, King of the North, technically. Whatever, whatever. Right. How
that
did
that nigga named Jon Snow? I don't know. I ain't never calling a nigga Aegon in my life. His name is Jon Snow.
Alicent took the biggest reach that it ruined that entire scenario. I was like, how did you take that? I just saw it today. That conversation was not pieced together enough for you to assume that that man, after 10 years, just changed his mind on his deathbed. Make my asshole son the prince. No, he didn't. You know he didn't mean that, Al. You know he didn't mean that. That man didn't know who he's talking about at all. But again, you screw your best friend over. Because you could have not told fucking nobody. You could have said, you know what? Whatever. But I don't know what that means. My love, just go to sleep. Had you not said shit.
I wanna know, is it really just because that Rhaenyra was out here just living her best life and you was over
I
here?
Think Allison didn't like, I think
Allison didn't like
it.
That. I feel like maybe she resented that. Maybe she was, it could have had to be. It's like, what is your beef? Like, I could not understand, like, why are you so, like...
Why are you so pressed to have your kids be in charge? Okay, I get it. I understand. If we were to look at how things are supposed to work, right? And the way that Viserys got the job. Yes, one of his male sons should be the next king upon his death. You know, I get that. I understand the politics. That's exactly how Viserys got the job. They had to choose between a male and a woman, and they chose the dude. Without even really thinking about it, right? So in that respect, Allison's also raised by the hand who's trying to get into the world. So they're going to play the rules of succession. Hey, I as a 14-year-old woman had to sleep with this old ass dude, and I had two boys and a girl. And you're going to tell me that my best friend, his daughter, is going to become the queen after I did all of this for this old man?
He already named her queen before they had the babies. She was named queen when she was still a child.
I know. When she was 14.
Yeah.
And.
Or queen to be.
But the whole thing was, at that time, there was no male heirs. Because Aegon had just been born. Like, just. He was still like 2 years old. Remember they said betrothed Aegon to Rhaenyra. So then no one's going to say shit to anybody. Which also probably would have worked. But again, the kid's 2 years old. But again, do you guys really care? You guys don't really care. The only one who looked at it was considered like, it's a child. Like, yeah, but it's not about, it's the politics, bro.
Yo, and that got me tight too. I'm like, Viserys, look who you married to, man. Look who you married. Like,
that's why I said I liked him. No one on the show is a good person. They all did some heinous shit. But, like, bro.
He has to marry your daughter when he gets to a certain age.
That's it.
That's all that had to be.
That's what betrothed means. Hey, when he becomes of age, and then he's protected even more so now. Because now you know Rhaenyra's going to be queen, and then probably later on in life, he's going to take the throne. Like,
It ain't like Targaryens and not do that shit. Targaryens did that shit all the fucking time.
Daemon and Rhaenyra got together. What if, in the beginning of the series, Viserys was like, sure, wed my daughter. That would have killed the heir rings too. Because she married the king's brother.
Yep.
Cool. That would have ended that conversation. The next thing, the hand was like, okay, well then, shit, marry her to your son. He's the only male. They're going to assume he's going to be king anyway. So if you betrothed him to your daughter, people say, all right, well, they'll be in charge. No problem. It's not about what you personally want to do. It's about how's it going to look to the people who you think are supposed to. They're not going to follow you without a fucking question. That's why all of this shit went down. Because the king said, my daughter's going to be my heir 10 years ago. And then he dies. And his wife comes in. He said, my son is going to be the king on his deathbed. And you mad that people don't believe you? You mad that people don't want to believe? And he told her fucking dad. And I was like, oh. As soon as he told her dad, I was like, it's over. He was like,
listen,
who else did you tell?
It's all Viserys' fault, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Oh
I
my
like,
God.
I really do like him as a character. I know he's not a bad dude.
He's not a bad dude. That's he's not a bad dude. He just
he just
and
a
he
dumbass.
died thinking of his first wife. That's he wasn't fit to be king. He actually loved the people in his life. And unfortunately, you as a king, that has to take second place.
Right.
It has to. Because it's not like you rule over like your like a area. You rule over the other areas that were other rulers. You are bound by duty more than anybody else in the Seven Kingdoms right now. You cannot do what you want to do. You cannot marry who you want to marry.
Can
like
we talk
I said,
about,
you have to marry somebody now.
Right.
You have to.
Can we talk about like the fact that the Valorians got wiped out, that they do get wiped out eventually? It's just like,
yeah.
How the fuck y'all let this happen, bro? Like, I mean, I see how, but it's like,
greed.
Bro, y'all was really like, y'all was it, bro. I mean, y'all was it. Y'all had the white hair. Everybody was black. I mean, except for the white, but everybody was black, bro. Even the kids came out black. Everybody was black. And y'all had power.
And the kids' kids was
and
black.
Y'all had the most strongest Navy fleet in the world.
Them black jeans, the kids are black, the grandkids are black, you guys had ships.
How did y'all fumble it? Like, that's, oh my, it just makes me mad, bro. I was like,
his
man,
brother,
couldn't have been
honestly.
me. Couldn't have been me.
Yeah, I would have been like, his brother should have went off, said, you know what? I have my job. Let the little dude take the shores. You know, the shores are not our legacy. The family's our legacy.
Right.
You know?
You could have just guided him. You could have been his like. You could have been his mentor. You could have like taught him
no,
everything.
That's
and
no
he
one
would
on
have
the show
been, he would have
wants
been
to
indebted.
mentor anyone.
He
They
would
want
have
to
been
do it
indebted
themselves.
to you. He would have been indebted to you forever. He would have felt like you were his
Forever.
teacher. You taught him. You helped him. You taught him how to be a strategist. You could have did that. You could have did that because, bro, listen, it's not happening, bro. They're not giving you the bro. They're not giving it.
Why
to you.
Why you talk to your brother about this shit before he left? Why would you then go like
his brother made up his mind
like
already? He told him what it was. He said that he's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Like he's supposed to be with that's how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. It's not that's not your nephew. I mean, that's not your grandson. Well, my son said it is, so that's all that
just
matters.
Be a hand to the grandson. Like it that's all you had to do. Like you don't have to be, and that's the thing. People in the game and in these shows, they want to be the person in charge. They don't want to mentor anyone in charge. They don't even want to. But you know what's funny? They just use their kids to do that.
Right.
As opposed, like, is it if I can't get it myself, I'm gonna send my kid. Oh my God. Why don't you just agree? Why don't you just agree? That you, as an adult, are raising the next generation. The only one who understood that was Viserys, and he didn't do a good job at that.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
But if you had a, if our little cousin, if you said, "Hey, this kid's gonna take over for me when I'm done," I got you, bro. No problem. That's what you want to do.
That's cool. What you want to do. That's what I'm saying. If it was me and you, it'd be the whole.
I watched the little dude.
I swear.
Because guess
anything.
What? He's gonna ask me for shit. I'm gonna be there anyway.
If you would have told me, listen, they're like, "Yo, Chris gonna be king, right? Hey, if I die, hold it down, like hold my kid down, like make him, bro. I got it, bro.
Right.
I don't
when
want
he
to
gets
be,
of age,
I don't
want
to do that
job.
Job anyway, bro. I got it, bro. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'll make sure
the
little
thing.
Nick
Damon
gonna be
didn't
right.
want to be king. Damon would have supported Rhaenyra. Damon, we know he would have because he did. So it's just like.
Damon did want to be king.
Yeah.
He did. He definitely did want to be king. But
he didn't mind marrying Rhaenyra and being by her side while she was in charge. Because he understood that's essentially the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Like the hand is so powerful.
And he would be the head of the military anyway, so that's exactly what he wanted. So it was
exactly. Exactly. So it drives me crazy because people are so short-sighted on the show. That's what it is. This show's short-sighted. And Cordis had to say, like, man, I've been so busy trying to. And his wife said, "You've been trying to put me on a throne. I didn't want it. I didn't tell him to you about it. You just happened to be there when a decision was made. But you've been harboring this because you want more power.
Right.
You feel like you're supposed to be somewhere else.
Because
I get that.
Legacy, bro. Y'all gonna be fine, bro. Y'all was gonna be fine. Nobody was taking y'all out. I'm gonna be honest with you. Nobody was fucking with y'all.
Right.
Nobody.
Everyone wanted to be friends with y'all. Everyone
wanted to be,
cool
to
with
be
y'all.
Friends with y'all. Like, nobody was fucking with y'all. And you had your son was married to the future queen, bro.
It was a slam dunk.
It was a slam dunk, bro.
There's back.
But at the same time, you should have never let your son marry her in the first place. I mean, honest with you, that should have never happened in the first place. You should have known your boy was gay.
It was political.
I know, but he should have known better.
They only had the one son.
Because his wife told him, don't do that. Don't put him in danger. Like, he's going to be in danger if you do that to him. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, she did say that. But oh, no, because they were originally going to offer their daughter to the king.
Right.
And he said no. So the next thing was like, okay, so if Rhaenyra's the heir, we can marry her then. Cool. Then your daughter winds up getting with Daemon, right? Which is fine.
Well, you're not marrying anybody. I could have just continued doing what the fuck y'all was doing. They got to work with you anyway.
I was about
to
say,
work
like,
with you anyway,
these
bro.
Marriages, all of the marriage proposals in the show didn't have to happen. They didn't have
like,
to happen.
I was like, yo, let me tell you one thing that's not going to happen that has been consistent in Game of Thrones. The people of Game of Thrones know who they need to win wars.
Yeah.
They not fucking that up. They're like, yo, we cannot ruin that alliance. We need that to stay in power. They was not going to ruin the Valyrian alliance, bro.
That's
it
true.
Was not. They needed their fleet. If they didn't have
they need the ports.
They needed the ports. If they didn't have that, they would die. They would lose. Which is about to happen.
But it's just like the fact that Cordis had to go and take control of the Stepstones himself years after Daemon kind of did it. Oh, remember, we don't have money to secure it. That's why. But Rhaenyra said, we should have had boots on the ground after we cleared out the Stepstones and make sure that was ours. And has asked the Valyrians to assist because it's halfway between where we're at. Daemon is already there. You know what, Daemon? You got that. You work with them. You stay close to them. And I promise you, Viserys should have gave Daemon Dragonstone a long time ago. What?
Yep.
No one was there. And he went there anyway. And to say, hey, listen, you come back, you see me, whatever, you could be over there, do what you gotta do, you know, whatever, protect us and all that, hold it down, and just enjoy your life.
I think we can all acknowledge that, like, I think the best way to wrap this up is to say this was all Viserys and Corlys.
It's funny how the end of the series, they're both on canes and all that.
This
is
their fault.
One from battle.
This was their fault. This is their fault.
All of that marrying he tried to do, see, if Cordis just said, you know what? Let's get rid of the Stepstone thing. I went to your brother. We got that done, right? I'm going to go back and I will go back there with Daemon and say, hey, we did this. We did this. We sent aid. I didn't need it. But what we do need is money. We need to fortify this. We need to make sure this doesn't happen again. Because remember, the Clapreader was a prince. It wasn't like a random guy. So there are people who are going to say that he was the rightful owner of that area. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you even though Viserys acted too late, your family was still in part of taking that over and stopping that usurpation. Like, and that's Daemon's issue. Like, you didn't follow through. Like, and then after that, Alicent and them didn't follow through. Talking about a festival and other bullshit. Like, yo, we should be out here getting ready. And that's the thing, but Viserys only passed the information on to Rhaenyra. So Rhaenyra's the only one who has this impending doom in the back of her mind all the time. But she got selfish. She wanted, even after having the two kids, like I said, the homeboy brother, back him up. No matter what, even if you know, we can see clearly the boys are not straight up born with, because they would have white hair for sure. So we can tell. But politically, They're your children. They're your grand. Sorry, they're your nephews. They right. are your You could. You have your hand in their pocket. At the end of the day, you are the person who's out back at the stepstones. You're the person who at the ports. Your brother left. These kids are here. You out there. You have the power already, and you get mad because you wanted to be set in stone. Who cares? You should have been in there being like, listen, I'm here to back up my nephew's claim.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
And that would have made Rhaenyra stick with him, and he would have been alive.
Cersei might have became queen at the end, but she was always in charge.
Yeah, exactly.
She was always in charge. Like, there was never a thought that she wasn't in charge. She was always queen. She ran that shit the entire time.
Exactly.
So you don't necessarily have to be the person to be the person. We've seen it.
We know it in real life. How many first ladies have so much influence over their husbands? Like, wars are fought over women. A lot of men go to war because off of a woman's words. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like that. Oh, guess this, all of them got to die now, babe. No problem. I'm going to get on the dragon. I'm going to go take care of it.
So
like,
who's your week of the week this week? I'm conflicted right now, but I was between two people. I'll be like, I'll hold you.
Let's define a week of the week again, real quick. Like, just like my like the person I didn't like the most, or the like, because I'm never gonna pick Viserys. He's weak, but not in the sense
I'm not picking Viserys now.
Like, that man, you know, he married for love twice.
I'm gonna tell you who my week of the week is. I'm gonna tell you who my week of the week is.
Before you go, I'm a Kristen Cole. Like, out of everyone in the show,
bitch ass nigga, bro. I can't. Every time I see his face, bro, I be like, you a bitch ass nigga. But I would smack the fire out you, bro. I would off principle. If I seen you in the street, you that bitch ass nigga. Yeah, it's you.
Yo, that man was different.
Oh man, different, bro. Different, bro. I'm like, yo, it's not that serious.
That's that right. Serious, he'll always take it a step to like.
Yo, go play some Future, bro. What's wrong with you, bro? Like, what you like, bro? You digging out the queen to be? What's wrong? Like, what's wrong? What's she married?
My man said.
My
man turned to the heir to the throne and said, "Run away with me." You don't get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You
bro?
Could do that because you're a nobody. That's the thing, people.
Where is she gonna go? That she's not gonna be noticed.
Think about what we just talked about. When you're in a position of power and you're in a royal family, you just can't run away from it. They had to literally drag Aegon to the throne. Everyone knows he don't want to do it, but there was like my dad. Somebody had a dream, and Allison is so dead. I was like, Allison, are you fucking kidding me?
Run away with me.
Only reason why she's not my week of the week is because. She makes Cole do shit.
Yeah.
He's the one that kept him alive.
Yeah. Allison would be. She would be, because it's like, mind your damn business.
If it wasn't him, it's going to be her. Like, yeah. Even when she, yo.
I ain't going to lie. Part of me want to put Aegon.
Nah, he ain't do enough. He ain't do enough.
Nah, because he died, bro. Like, what you mean?
Come on, bro. That was a boy.
And nigga got eight, bro.
Those are innocents. Okay, nah, the teasing was one thing. But
he got eight, bro. What you mean? Bro, he put outside that dragon was gone. You should have known what it was.
This is what happened
when you came back outside and that dragon was gone. I'm like, nah, bro. Nah. I'm gonna go back inside.
I would have never stayed. I would have flown in, seen the dragon. I'm like, oh, nope. I would have went home like, oh, mom, I tried to deliver the letter as a messenger. I pledged not to fight.
Listen,
the kid whose eye I took was
right
there.
Right.
I understood immediately. I got to go.
Right.
So we don't have those guys as allies. That was the whole point. The whole point was that trip was to confirm. Go back. We're not going to have him, mom. We're not going to have him.
This is what I would have did. I would have came back and be like, what happened? I pulled up, dude with one eye with eight pectoral muscles was there with this big ass dragon. I came home. You coward. I'm six.
No. Because
I'm
his
six.
His mom wouldn't have said that. his mom would have said that, his mom would have, Rhaenyra would have understood exactly. Because again, remember, Alicent tried to stab her son at the, at, give me his eye now. Alice. You gonna take a child's eye? At that point, I was like, all right. That point, I was like, so these kids was getting into a fight. I don't know how you have six warrior kids get into a fist fight and no one's there. Whatever. That's probably the most unbelievable scene in the entire show. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right.
One of them getting away? Cool. Six of them getting away? In Driftwood? Nah. Nah. The daughters was being there? Nah. Nah. All of that? I was like, nah. Nope. Because I forgot what, like, that wasn't, it was like a dinner that night. It wasn't like people were like, nah. No. Nah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Why are kids allowed to
tell? I mean, even though he started the fight, even though Aemon definitely did start that fight in the first place.
He did start it.
He started it, but, you know.
But he's like that angsty. He's like, you guys bully me about not having a dragon. I fucking got one.
I got the biggest one. Y'all can suck
my
dick.
I got the biggest one. I did that. And and no one on the show loves them each other. Because it'll be like, oh, you know, I understand a girl. Because she also didn't have a dragon. But like you said, you should have fucking went to go do it. Like, it would have been like, you know, I went out there to see him. I heard about him. And we bonded, you know? I'm sorry. But there are other dragons out there.
Right.
And just leave. But sure, they're kids. But like, all the adults, ain't no fucking excuse. Because no one's ever, like, the same plainly how they feel about stuff. That's what's killing me. No one ever says I love you. No one else says you're important to me. No one says nothing. They think that by doing shit, they prove. No. No one talks in the show. They say shit, but no one talks in the show. Sir Criston Cole never said nothing, bro. But I guess you could blame Rhaenyra for that. She tainted him. If you want to go there. Maybe he'd been more reserved had he not fallen in love with the heir. Maybe so. But also, having grown people watch kids all the time is kind of crazy. But, you know, whatever.
Anyway.
I feel like there should be young Kingsguards, like Kingsguards training their kids to be Kingsguards and, like, have them watch the kids. But then, like, you have your oldest son, like, just taking advantage of girls and you have to delete her. That I ain't like that, bro. I ain't like that. Your oldest son is out here being a man. He has illegitimate children in the city.
A lot. And that's why I said she's a walking contradiction. It's like, your oldest son got mad. Not only does he have babies, he's also like a rapist.
Literally.
He's also forced himself on women.
Literally. Like, he also know about this fight club and hasn't told fucking no one.
Nobody. And you over here talking about Rhaenyra is not bringing, bro. If you don't shut up, bro. If you don't shut, like, you know, I take it back. Allison, my week of the week, bro. I take it back. Every time I think about it more and more, Allison, bro, mind your business, bro. Just mind your business.
Everything.
You got your own shit to worry about over here.
From the beginning, she'd been asking people questions she don't need to be asking. She was pressing Rhaenyra about the whole thing that happened with her and Daemon. Not your business at all. Let the king decide that shit. Him and Daemon had a conversation, right? Then you, like, she just kept Criston Cole. You didn't have to push into that at all. Had him confess. Had him now feeling like all whatever. Then at the fucking party, right? What does she fucking do? She came in late. Wearing green, right? Now she's mad. From that moment, I feel like she should have been like, if we were doing the show like week to week, she would have been week to week for like the first 3-4 episodes. I ain't gonna lie to you. What are you doing?
Perfect.
I keep Sir Criston Cole only because he should have been fucking died.
Yeah.
Alicent is the reason why he's alive. So
I'd have killed him myself.
Shit. The Kingsguard guy should have taken his ass out.
If I would have seen him in the street, I would have been like, Hey, you gotta go.
The Kingsguard commander should have killed him in when he killed that old meister.
Sir Harrow should have slit his throat.
Yeah,
should have happened. But, you know, hey,
because like Sir Harrowman Strong, he's playing his position. He's not like Mammy Cream and Ever. Let's run away together. Shut the fuck up, bro. He's like, listen, I know what's going on. These are not my kids. You know what I'm saying? No problem. Kristen Cole, just, like, he's just jealous. I feel like he's just jealous. He's like, oh, well, you got to have kids with the queen and this, that, and that. Well, if you had shut up, you could have had kids with the queen.
Hey. Hey, man, I don't know. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I appreciate you guys. Really great episode today. That was fun conversation, as always. We let you know. I mean, I'm excited for season two. Hopefully season two is going to be...
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be watching that.
We're going to be watching that. Hopefully that's going to be a little more interesting than the first season. I really want them to... I heard they might make an Arya Stark spinoff. I'm here for that. They're going to do that, honestly. I'm really here for that. But we'll see what happens.
The only cool thing I'll say about this is that the blade is the coolest thing in the show, because that's the same blade that already used to kill the Night King.
Yes.
So to see it be a Targaryen heirloom and then become lost to time and then wind up fulfilling the promise pretty much,
mm-hmm,
is chef kiss. That's like the only thing about it that I, you know, we got backstory about the fucking blade. I like that. That was nice. And that's it for me.
Now I think about it. When they keep saying the prince that was promised and Arya was the one that killed him, technically, wasn't there the princess that was promised? Because Jon Snow didn't technically kill the Night King, you know? So, I mean, he fought him. He's the one that, maybe they meant he's the one that got everybody together to fight him. Maybe that's what it meant. Because he didn't kill the Night King. It was Arya.
Right. He was a part of the reason why it happened. Right. But I when I think about Game of Thrones and how old timey shit is, they don't use feminine words to describe things. Like, the prince that was promised, just in that regard, I see the princess as being like just like somebody. It could be anybody, but just someone that was prophesized, not necessarily a male. The whole issue with the show that everyone just assumes that like this is gonna be a guy. Guy got to be in charge. Guy got to be the one to make decisions. Guy got to, you know, and that's kind of this misogyny of the old time, the medieval time, and even today is so bad that it's causing a lot of people to make these rash decisions just to say that a man is in charge.
Right.
And to speak to your point, yeah, it's Jon Snow, Aegon Targaryen, third of his name. Might not have been the prince that was, because technically it says prince, not king. So whoever was the prince that was promised and unite the seven kingdoms doesn't have to be the king of the seven kingdoms to do that. I always thought about that. It wasn't like, oh, he's going to become the king. It was like that it was supposed to be someone that's supposed to defend against the north and prevent the calamity. But I don't think it was stated that that person was going. And after that, then unite the seven kingdoms after thwarting that threat. I believe that was the entire thing. So it wasn't saying that whoever was the prince that was promised was supposed to be king of the seven kingdoms at some point in time. I just feel like bringing them together under one banner, ending the Game of Thrones almost, which was not Bran's fucking job. You're going to always say that. It wasn't Bran's job to do that. But the prince that was promised, I believe, was the catalyst to bring the Seven Kingdoms together and stop the Great Calamity. Had Jon Snow not acted in that show, these things would not have happened. He's the one that brought the White Walker threat to King's Landing. He's the one that showed them this is a real thing. But by that time, no one knew about the prophecy, so it didn't matter. But it still came true. But I think he is the prince that was promised. He is Aegon Targaryen, their prince technically in name. If he was to talk to him, if he was alive like all the rest of the kids, he would be called Prince Aegon Targaryen. Mm-hmm. So, but a prince is never a king. So I do think it was referencing him, and him bringing them together was them uniting them under this one cause to fight against the thing in the north. But it doesn't mean that it was going to end with him being in charge of the seven kingdoms.
So I'm actually reading an article here, and it was talking about how that Jon's name should have been Aemon Targaryen and not Aegon, because him being named Aegon made no sense.
Mm.
They said, like, why would Rhaegar give both of his children the name Aegon? Because he already had a kid named Aegon, and that kid was killed.
That's true.
So he is a Targaryen, but he should have been named Aemon instead of Aegon. But mean, hey, whatever.
Prophecies.
Remember, Aegon Targaryen was alive. Remember that. Remember, he was the maester in the Night's Watch.
Yes. Yes. That's right. He got sent up there. Right.
He changed his name. His name was Aegon Targaryen. So that's what I'm saying. Like, Jon's name should not have been Aegon. It should have been Aemon.
That was the old man that died like halfway through, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The old man
he was
that
a real
died.
One.
Right. He was a Targaryen. He had the white hair and everything.
I remember that now.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it is what it is. We'll see what happens with the show. I mean, they're obviously not sticking directly with the book, so I don't know. We'll see what happens, but I'm looking forward to it. Make sure
no one got sent to Castle Black, bro. Hey, no one got sent to Castle Black this season.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see it next.
A lot of niggas should have went to Castle Black.
A lot of niggas should have went. Kristen Cole should have went to Castle Black, bro. I'm just being honest with you, bro. Like
the first time he said, "I don't like," you know what? You're going north. Rhaenyra should have been like, "You know what? Get him up out of here."
I don't know. I don't know, bro. I really don't know. Honestly, I don't. But make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel, to the podcast channel. Follow us on Instagram, Casual Nerdum, and on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I'm Agent Daniel.
I'm Chris Bacon.
And we are signing off. You guys have a good night.
Peace.